Alan Broyne of Allenburn. No soul did hear her lips complain, and she's a gone from all her pain, and others' loss to her is gain, were she to live in heaven's love. Full many a longsome day and week she bore her island, still and meek, a working while her strength held on, and guiding housework when 'twere gone. For Ellen Broyne of Allenburn, oh, there be souls to mourn. The last time I'd a cast my sight upon her face, a faded white, were in a summer's morning light, in hall, afore the smouldering fire, the while the children beat the floor in play with tiny shoes they wore, and called their mother's eyes to view the feats their little limbs could do. Oh, Ellen Broyne of Allenburn, they children now must mourn. Then Oon, a stopping from his race, went up, and on her knee did place his hand, a looking in her face, and wi' a smiling mouth so small, he said, "You promised us to go to Shodden Fair and take us too." She heard it wi' her two white ears, and in her eyes there sprung two tears, for Ellen Broyne of Allenburn did veil that they must mourn. September come wi' Shodden Fair, but Ellen Broyne were never there. A heavy heart were on the mare there fare the rod his womanhood rode. 'Tis true, he broke some fairin's back for them two children all in black. But they had no, wi' playthings new, no mother for to show 'em to, for Ellen Broyne of Allenburn would never more return.